Hi there. The word for today is, let go of your past. In Isaiah 43, verse 18, reading from the Message, the Bible says, don't keep going over old history. For God says, I'm about to do something brand new. Comedian Jerry Lewis joked that his best wedding gift was a film of the ceremony. Because when things got really bad in his marriage, he could go into a room by himself, run the film backwards, and walk out a free man. We smile, of course, because the truth is you can't go back and rewrite your history any more than you can unscramble an egg. Listen, when you dwell on the past, however, it's always at the expense of the future, but when you learn from the past, it has the power and potential to make your future so much better. So when you find yourself saying, if I knew then what I know now, remind yourself that unless you grow, you'll be saying the same thing 10 or 20 years from now. You say, if only I'd been willing to forgive my spouse, maybe I could have kept my marriage together and actually built a great relationship. Maybe you struggle with the memory of an abortion, wondering about the child who might have been and the joy that he or she might have brought. Perhaps you're a good person who did a bad thing and ended up with a felony record. Now you're saying, if only. Well, let me tell you what God says. I'm going to read three powerful scriptures to you. The first is 1 John 2, verse 12 in the Message. And it says, your sins are forgiven in Jesus' name. Second scripture is Isaiah 43, verse 25. God says, I am he only that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, listen to it, and will not remember thy sins. Isn't that great? And Isaiah 43, verse 18, forget about what's happened. Don't keep going over old history. I'm about to do something brand new. It's bursting out. Don't you see it? I am making a way for you. So, the word for you today is, let go of your past.